On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Red Friday is upon us. You made it. Mac, you had such a long week here.
Drove through it, man. I made it.
Yeah, no jet lag. There's some jet lag last night. Plenty of pun intended.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good one for you to start the morning off. I like it because that was, I mean, it was a double-digit win by the Jets. They doubled up the New England Patriots last night. I know 27-14, not quite doubling it up, but they're a real football team, man.
And
people continue. They started 1-2, and now here they are sitting at 9-2 on the season, and they're going to win that division. I just don't think Buffalo has what it takes this year to probably come back and win that thing. And so I think New England is starting this runaway train for the AFC East, and they may have just unseated Buffalo guys going forward. I don't know if Buffalo now is the team anymore in the AFC East because of the way that the New England Patriots played. And I know it was against the Jets last night, but they are still 9-2, and Drake May looks like he is him. And Justin Fields, you go back to what the owner said a few weeks ago, is just not an NFL quarterback at this point, you know, in time. There was a couple of plays last night early on in the game. The receivers didn't really help him out, but you saw he's not a real NFL quarterback. And until you get a real NFL quarterback out there, you're not going to be able to win games. It's why the New England Patriots are winning. It's why the Chiefs won when Alex Smith came in, right? Like, you had a real professional NFL quarterback out there. And until you get one of those out there on the field, unless you're like the Denver Broncos on defense, you're just not going to win games in the NFL. You're just not going to do that. The Jets need a quarterback more than anything. I saw rumors that maybe Kyler Murray to the Jets. I'm like, you're not helping yourself. You're not getting better by going with Kyler Murray. And so it was just a disaster last night for the Jets. But the New England Patriots are real. They are going to be probably the number one seed, guys. I mean, and we may have to go to New England and knock them off, just like they had to come here and knock us off before they went on to their final Super Bowl. And so I think right now that's going to be kind of the dream that I'm living right now. AFC Championship game, Foxborough, and the Kansas City Chiefs go in there and clean the clock of the New England Patriots and show, hey, still our league right now, guys. You're fun, you're nice, but it's still our league. But the Chiefs got to take care of business on Sunday, you know?
Zach Kleberman on Twitter would disagree with you. He says the Patriots-Broncos AFC title game is going to be legendary.
Oh, is it? Who is Zach Kleberman, by the way? Do I know him? I know him?
I logged into Twitter.
Is that the first thing you saw?
The first thing that came up. Literally the first thing that came up, it says Broncos coverage senior editor, Mile High Huddle, co-host of the MH Pod, member of the FWAA, powered by Kalishi Sports.
Oh, good. Those are the
17,900 followers.
Oh, good for him. I mean, that's
Patriots,
a nice deal.
Broncos AFC title game is going to be legendary.
It is going to be legendary.
What year is it?
Yeah, no kidding. Like, what year is this? Is this 20? What year were they doing that? The aughts? I mean, that wasn't the team.
Did Brady and Manning play in the playoffs when he was in Denver?
I can't remember, Dusty.
That would have been 14, 15, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, I don't believe they did.
Remember.
Was that part of that 10-year lull?
Well,
was that like the end of it? Because then Brady won it in 17.
Yep.
I think from 7 to 17.
They went to 3 in a row shortly after that.
Lost to the Eagles, Giants.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was because seven season was the Giants. So it was a 10-year lull right there. So yeah,
six, seven.
I did it. When the olds are doing it, it's over.
And right away.
I mean, it's seriously when you saw all of the Johnson County house moms being 6'7" for Christmas, it's over, man. Like, the kids are running from 6'7" like it's nobody's business, man.
They're
like
something new in a week.
Yeah, we're out. The old people are doing. You got people in senior citizen homes now, John Knox Village, doing 6'7", and everybody think, oh, Granny, look at Betty out there. She's 102, 6'7".
I'm still trying to figure out 6'9". But, yeah, so, I mean, we got a loaded show today, Mitch Holthus, Sean Smith. We have our script that we're going to do a little bit later on. Tons of action. Today is a very special day. Today is the woman that made Bob Fesco's birthday today.
That's right, my mom.
So happy birthday, Mrs. Fesco.
75 years old today.
75.
Yeah. Let's go.
To which my sister, she's a troll.
Really? Shocker.
My sister sends this text to my mother into the group chat last night. Well, technically, we're 75 too because your eggs are born with you. I'm I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Come on. I mean,
man, you're old, dude.
I mean, yeah, so I guess I'm 75 too. According to my sister, you're the same age as your mother's as well, however old they would be.
Your mom's 150 or something?
Yeah, right. No, that's probably what it was. Yeah.
Because
my grandmother, I think, was born in, I want to say she was born in 1915. For the love of God, I can't remember if it's 1915 or 1920. It's one or the other. I don't know why I can't remember this anymore, but she was 90 some years. She was like 92 or 93 when she died in 2006. Okay. So it must have been 1920 then when she was born, if you're doing the math, right? Yeah. And so she was, 1920. So yeah, I mean, and my mother was born, in 1950, obviously, if you're doing the math. So 75 plus 30, yeah, she's 105.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
There we go, Mama.
Take that, Sister Jean.
Yeah. Who the hell wants to live that long? My parents were out seeing a friend of theirs yesterday at the home, right? 104.
Wow.
And you see this woman in the wheelchair, she looks like she'd rather be dead. And that's what we said. And she goes, yeah, she would. She'd rather. I mean, she's done. She's put in 104 years, and she's sitting in a wheelchair at a nursing home.
I think that's how long my great-grandma made it. Maybe it was 100, 304.
Yeah. Nice. What, did she like it?
Up until the last year or two. I mean, it was pretty.
Really?
She's an anomaly in that way. Yeah. I mean, she was living on her own in her 90s, head of the garden club, walking everywhere.
That's
perfect,
yeah.
It was incredible, right? Yeah. And then, it's the last, I saw her pretty close to when it happened, which I'm thankful for. But yeah, it was different the last year or two. But again, that's an anomaly. I would not know. No.
I think if you put in a good 80, 85, you're cranking it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not 90.
Cranking
I mean, 90's a little much, I think. But if you get to 90, I mean, nowadays, you can live longer. My friend, my friend Ben, his stepdad passed away yesterday at 102.
Wow!
And I said, "My God!" He goes, "Yeah, it's the benefits of and the downfalls of modern medicine." He goes, "The guy was healthy his entire life, but he's outlived two wives and two kids, and he was just ready to go."
Yeah, that's sad. That would be hard.
Thanks to the text line, 2016, Manning and Brady played the AFC Championship game in Denver.
There we go.
So there's the last time that happened. This is also a Tom Brady stat tied to the Jets. This is insane from FanDuel Sportsbook. Tom Brady hasn't played football since the 2022 season.
Okay.
Since then, he still has more wins than the Jets since 2020.
Oh, my God.
32, the Jets have 27.
That's great. I did see a stat yesterday that was kind of funny. Brian Daboll has more playoff wins in the last 4 years or 8 years than Mike Tomlin does. I mean.
Sad.
That's bad.
It is. That was one of those. I'm like, okay, that's where your stats get in the way. Like, I don't know if you saw the San Antonio Spurs had two players get triple doubles the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Lose the game.
Yeah.
So those are those weird anomaly stats that you're like, okay, there's a stat for everything out there. But I thought that one was kind of funny. I think Dusty had a realization this morning or last night watching this game. Aaron Glenn is not him as the head football coach of this team. He's a jerk. I'm just going to say it right now. Guy's a jerk. He's fighting with the media in New York every week. And, it's like if you're winning, you can be that guy. If you're losing, you can't be that guy. And Aaron Glenn is handling this whole situation completely wrong. These coaches come in and want to bully the media. What you need to do is what Dick Vermeil and guys like that used to do, come in and get the media drunk and take care of the media. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be on your side. You don't go in there and bully these guys, and he's bullying these guys, and he is not an NFL head football coach. I thought maybe he was going to be good, and he, you know, played with the Jets, maybe figured out that situation. He is just combative and wants to fight everybody out there all the time. What changed your kind of tune on him?
Just like watching him on the sideline. Like, I get it, nobody's Mike Vrabel. But like, just like his mannerisms, his demeanor, just like watching him on the sideline, like I didn't see it. And I watch him like in interviews, post game press conferences. Like, I don't know. Like, there's guys that you can see that you're like, okay, yeah, I'd get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that there in Glenn.
He seems kind of phony, quite honestly.
He just kind of seems like he's in a position that's too much for him.
No doubt.
If that makes sense. Like, Mike McDaniels, same thing. Like, or Josh McDaniels. I think that's, and maybe Mike McDaniels too. I mean,
yeah,
his
both.
Players are still playing for him. But I mean, again, the Jets did trade everybody away. Garrett Wilson's on IR.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he does have, you know, Justin Fields as quarterback, but still, like, at that moment, like, that's when you have to be the leader. And I just don't see that in Aaron Glenn. It seems false.
Yeah. Leaders lead. They don't crumble on the sidelines like that or get combative and show their emotions. Dayball
was the same way.
Dayball was exactly the same way.
His mannerisms, his demeanor, like, you're pouting like a little bitch on the sideline. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, you can't have that when your team needs you to be, like, the sustainable leader.
I mean, look at the great coaches. Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin. You know, we always talked about Ned being cool, calm, and collected.
John Harbaugh. Lost half his team, and yet they're going to win that division.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jim Harbaugh's the same way. He's cool, calm, and collected on the sidelines. You watch the good coaches, and then you watch Aaron Glenn, or you watch some of these young guys, and they just don't know how to handle the situation because they're just not ready for it. They're just absolutely 100% not ready. Aaron Glenn, I thought, would be more ready because he is older, and he played in the NFL, and he knows what it's all about. The Jets have absolutely 100% missed the boat on Aaron Glenn. He stinks as a head football coach. And it's not because the team is losing. You can just see the demeanor and the way that he's being combative and battling the media and fighting with the fans in New York. It's like, you don't go ahead and do that. It's like Bill Parcells, you know, that's one of his mentors, probably told him, don't let the media get the best of you. And he's out there going, well, screw that. I'm going to be combative in front of the media. It does you no good. It really doesn't. Like, I know these coaches and people want to bully the media all the time. But if you're rotten to the media or you're nice to the media, that's how you're going to be portrayed in the public persona. Mm. And they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You get more friends with honey, as they say, catch more flies with honey than you do with whatever. And you look at the way that these guys act and perform and the way that they're just jerks to people, you're never going to get the benefit of the doubt in those situations. Aaron Glenn has lost all the benefit of the doubt.
And I think it's fair to say, because I think the 816 here gets it as well. It's okay to get mad from time to time, just not every game.
Every game.
Like, we, as Chiefs fans, when we see Andy Reid kind of have that moment, we're like, ooh, Reid's pissed. But it's not where you're like, okay, Andy's pissed again.
Right.
Even Bill Belichick, you were like, this guy has so much, like, that he should show. But by not showing anything, you just never knew with Bill. Like, they could be losing 28-0 or 28-3 in the Super Bowl. And what's Bill Belichick doing? Well, you know, you got to play better. You know, do this. I'm not going to high-five the kids. I want to high-five on the outside. But we're going to win the game. You're like, okay, like, whatever. Like, you're emotionless. You're vanilla. You're playing. You're bland. Whatever. But, like, you're not teetering one way or the other where you're all your – like, Tomlin's the same way. Like, you wouldn't know if Tomlin won the game or lost the game judging by his post-game press conference. Right. So
– yeah, it takes range. Yeah, you can't be all hoorah, all intense all the time.
The guy Gannon from Arizona punching your player. Not going to make it.
No,
that's a characteristic flaw that I can see right there that you're out. Like, you're just you're not going to be that guy.
Like, there's no one more alpha and testosterone filled than Dan Campbell. We've seen that man cry. We've seen him laugh with his players. We've seen him do everything. He's not just screaming and mad. And I saw Aaron Glenn mouth the effing idiot about one of his players last night after a penalty. It's like,
oh yeah, he's got to go.
I don't like that. You can't be calling guys idiots like that.
No.
How many times have you worked with somebody in this industry that, like, when things went wrong on the production side, they're man, this ain't for you, man.
You're done.
Guess what? Stuff happens all the time. You can't control.
you
got to be in control when you're not in control. And Aaron Glenn is never in control. And Aaron Glenn, not that guy.
No, he's not. And I don't think he's going to be a one and done, because I don't think the Jets are in that position to be another one and done, you know, with their football coach or whatever. But I mean, the clock is ticking on that guy. It just makes you appreciate again even more. It's kind of been an Andy appreciation week, if you will, you know, but you see these other coaches and you see the performances, and then you see what we've got and how blessed we are to have Andy Reid on our sidelines. And another one today, Matt Quatrero. Happy birthday, Q.
You know, hey, Matt.
Hey, we're going to call him during the show at some point and just sing happy birthday and hang up. I promise you, we are doing that at some point today. I don't know what time would be good to. I'm sure he's up right now. I mean, you know, he's probably up getting breakfast for the kids and doing all that kind of stuff. But we are going to call him and sing happy birthday. But you look at his demeanor in the dugout, right? Yeah. It is cool. It is calm. It is collected. Joe Torre, Ned Yost.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Boost all of those managers that just, you can't wear the emotion on your sleeve if you want your people to respond to you, because eventually it just becomes white noise and you're just like, all right, enough of this. We've all worked with that guy who yells and screams and you just go, eh.
Somebody says Frank Martin was that way at K-State. 100%. Didn't last.
No.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.